Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
I believe that that vaccines play a critical role in healthcare.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Senate confirmation began Wednesday regarding his nomination as the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary. The environmental lawyer is seen as a controversial pick on both sides of the aisle, chiefly for having spread misinformation around the safety of vaccines in the past, despite his statement to the contrary on Wednesday. During opening statements, ranking member Senator Ron Wyden said nothing about Kennedy's background remotely suggests he should be the nation's health chief.
The receipts show that Mr. Kennedy has embraced conspiracy theories, quacks, charlatans, especially when it comes to the safety and efficacy of vaccines.
While there are Americans who disagree with some of Kennedy's health stances, including changing guidelines around fluoride in drinking water, other proposals like reformulating processed foods are popular. I say it clearly. The forced displacement of Palestinians is an injustice that we cannot take part in. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said during a press conference with his Kenyan counterpart in Cairo that they will not participate in any plans to move Palestinians from their territory after U.S. President Donald Trump touted a plan to quote-unquote clean out the Gaza Strip. Trump reiterated the idea Monday as he called for Palestinians to move to safer locations such as Egypt or Jordan. Sisi added that Egypt was, quote, determined to work with President Trump, who seeks to achieve the desired peace based on the two-state solution, unquote. An Israeli official announced Wednesday that Hamas will release 3 Israelis and 5 Thai nationals in the next hostage release, slated for Thursday. This is VOA News. Police say at least 30 people were killed and dozens injured in a stampede at the world's largest religious gathering as millions of pilgrims rushed to dip in sacred waters during the Maha Kumbh Festival in northern India. The 6-week-long festival, held every 12 years, started on January 13th. Authorities expect more than 400 million people to pass through the pilgrimage site. The Trump administration says it is offering buyouts to all federal employees who opt to leave their jobs by next week. At a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says civil service laws bar President Trump from simply firing government workers.
He's not allowed to do that under the law. And so the president is thinking outside the box. His team is thinking outside the box. Well, how can we address this problem if we can't fire people for lack of showing up for work? Well, let's give them the option to take a parachute.
In response, American Federation of Government Employees Union President Everett Kelly said it should not be viewed as voluntary buyouts, but pressuring workers not considered loyal to the new administration to vacate their jobs. Even a fraction of the workforce accepting buyouts could send shockwaves through the economy and trigger widespread disruptions throughout society as a whole, triggering wide-ranging and as yet unknowable implications for the delivery, timeliness, and effectiveness of federal services across the nation. The cause of the fire on a South Korean plane on Wednesday is unknown, but there were no casualties reported. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
A passenger plane has caught fire before takeoff at an airport in South Korea, but all 176 people on board have been safely evacuated. The transport ministry says that the Air Busan Airbus plane was preparing to leave for Hong Kong when its rear parts caught fire at Gimhae International Airport. It says that the plane's 169 passengers, 6 crew members and 1 engineer, were evacuated using an escape slide. The National Fire Agency says that 3 people suffered minor injuries, likely bruises, during the evacuation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Chancellor Olaf Scholz told Germany's conservative opposition that it could not accept the support of the far-right Alternative for Germany party on a motion calling for immigration restrictions.
They accept the support of the AfD for their unlawful proposals. You are supporting those who fight our democracy, who despise our united Europe, who have been poisoning the climate in our country for years. That is a grave mistake, an unforgivable mistake.
Conservative CDU leader Friedrich Merz plans to table motions to toughen immigration and secure policy in response to a knife attack last week that killed 2 people, the latest in a series of violent crimes where the suspect was an asylum seeker. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.